Well, what happened in our barrack was that other women would tear a piece of whatever they had and put on scarves so that when they were looking for a woman wearing a scarf, she could not be found. Of course, they could have shot everybody, but just so happened they didn't. So I just wanted to tell you that about Struthof. Now it's mother and I, and we are being relocated again on a train, less horrendous than the others, and we arrive in the city of Dresden in Germany to work in a metal and munition factory. I'd like to tell you a little about it, because this is where I found out how come mother and I stayed together, and how come my dad also survived, which we didn't know. We knew in Struthof that he was probably there, but very ill. We lived and worked in a factory. We were still watched by the SS from the Flossenbürg concentration camp. But here is the story. The ghetto German dictator, the chairperson, whatever his title was, his name was Bebov, had an idea, not unlike Oskar Schindler, that he would move the metal factory from the Lodz ghetto to Germany. They were at this point in need of workers for the war effort. First, he was going to move this factory closer somewhere to the Czech side in Sudetenland, but the Russians were approaching. So he decided on moving the factory to Dresden, Schorndauer Straße 68. That used to be a cigarette factory, and it was converted to metal and munition factory. Mother and I were working there. Anytime they could use you for labor, you got a little bit more food. We had actual bunks to sleep on, and we had a little more food. It was in that factory where one night, February the 13th, mother and I were working night shift in the basement of the factory. I was almost 12. I was sorting bullets, and my mother was working on making some holes in some sheets of metal when the worst bombing with conventional weapons of World War II occurred, and we were locked in this metal and munition factory. Books, articles have been written about the bombing of Dresden. It has become controversial, but I must tell you a little about it, because it was an unbelievable, horrific experience. Our building, as many others, were hit not with explosive but incendiary bombs. Everything was on fire. Everywhere, everything. The SS never for a minute lost watching us. That was more important than their own lives. They got us out of the building, where the whole street, everything was on fire, and that fire created this windstorm, which is difficult to describe. I remember the noise it created when the sheets of metal went up and down on this concrete floor. We went out into this. The black boots never lost sight of us, and they marched us through this totally burning city to outside the city, where we stayed on this meadow. Two young women managed to escape in this chaos. One was caught and brought back, and we had to watch as she was tortured and killed. Nobody escaped after that.